Let's welcome our next two contestants, Rachel Rosenberg and Ben Korman. Okay, so this game is called Based on a True Story. So I first ask you, what television series or movie do you wish was based on your life when you watched it?
It's got to be Friends.
Friends? You wish Friends was your real life?
I got to be the Rachel.
Oh, yeah, right. Of course. I'm sure you got that. And
she can pull off any hairstyle.
Yep.
I don't know about me, but I'll take it. Okay. Her life.
Very good. Ben, how about you?
Movies, I guess The Neverending Story.
Wow. And why for you?
Because I never die. It doesn't end.
Aww. That's so, we feel so differently about life. But that is lovely, both of you. So in a little while, we're going to talk to Peter Sarsgaard about his new film, Experimenter, which is based on some amazing psychological experiments conducted in the 60s. And it made us think about other films that are based on real life events, which then we magically made into a game. Okay, for example, Julian, which of these music films is based on a true story? The Commitments, This is Spinal Tap, or Almost Famous?
This is Spinal Tap is so great that I want it to be real.
Sure. Yeah.
But the answer is Almost Famous.
Correct. Yes. So ring in when you know the answer, but if you get it wrong, your opponent can steal. And then the winner will move on to our final round at the end of the show. Take it away, Cecil.
Amityville Horror. Newlyweds move into a Long Island house and experience strange occurrences. Friday the 13th, a killer in a hockey mask stalks a group of camp counselors. Or Saw, two men are chained together in a dilapidated bathroom by a serial killer. Rachel.
Amityville Horror.
That is correct.
Stripes, a dissatisfied cab driver and his pal join the army. Private Benjamin, a young woman joins the army after her husband dies on their wedding night. A Few Good Men, a military lawyer defends Marines accused of murder. Ben.
A Few Good Men.
Yes! That is correct.
Jaws, a great white shark terrorizes a resort community. Open Water, two scuba divers are stranded in shark-infested waters after their tour boat leaves. Or Life of Pi, a boy experiences an epic journey while stranded on a lifeboat. That is Rachel.
Open Water.
That is correct.
Yeah. Not as fun of a theme park, Open Water.
Jaws is much better.
Jaws. A lot of people think the shark's name is Jaws. Isn't that cute? Like it's Old Yeller, something like that. All right, Mildred Pierce, the story of a hardworking, long-suffering mother and her spoiled daughter. Mary Riley, a housemaid, works in the home of a doctor and his alter ego. Or Erin Brockovich, a single mother, brings down a California power company accused of polluting the water supply. Ben.
Erin Brockovich.
Absolutely correct, Erin Brockovich. And you know it's a real story because if it was Hollywood, they would change that name.
Hustle and Flow, a Memphis pimp aspires to be a rapper. Boys in the Hood, the story of three teenage boys living in the Crenshaw area of Los Angeles. Or Straight Outta Compton, follows the rise and fall of an 80s hip-hop group from Southern California. Ben.
Straight Outta Compton.
That is correct.
All right, this is your last question. Cool Runnings, the story of the Jamaican national bobsled team. Blades of Glory, two rival Olympic ice skaters who were banned from the singles competition return as a pairs team. Or The Mighty Ducks, a hotshot lawyer, is sentenced to community service coaching a losing peewee hockey team. Ben.
Cool Runnings.
Yes! I feel like the similarity between those three is that they all involve being high on some level. All right, puzzle guru, Cecil Baldwin. How did our contestants do?
They both did great, but Ben, well done. We're going to see you again in the final round.
Fact or fiction, you belong as a contestant on Ask Me Another. If you would like to make that a true story, just go to amatickets.org, fill out our contestants quiz, and we'll announce the nominees.